All right. Well, what's going on, man?
It has been a busy week.
Yeah.
We finally decided to go ahead with remodeling part of the house and the bathroom and everything. So that's been
fun project.
Adventure.
Yeah.
Figuring out all the parts, moving parts there. So that is scheduled to start tomorrow.
Are you just remodeling? Are you making it a little bigger too?
We're just remodeling. There's no real plan to make it bigger, but we will get more room with the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
A little bit in the shower, but yeah, it's just it's always an adventure, you know. I think about it, and I wonder what it really adds to the value of the house, but it's definitely going to add a lot of value to the quality of life.
Right on. Well, my week has been starting a new diet, trying to get a little slimmer. I hate dieting because I like food, but
what is the diet? Is it a particular type of diet?
Just trying to keep low calories. So under 2,500 is for me to lose weight. And then I've been going to the driving range every morning and then walking every night. But I'm lazy. I don't like doing it.
Dude, I got you, man. I started walking about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I haven't walked at all because kids' school started, so now I got to get up at 7 in the morning to get ready. Ooh. And get out the door by 7:30.
Yeah.
So it kind of messed up the schedule for that. So maybe next week I'll get back into it a little bit and be able to do it after I take them to school, but just that switch in scheduling kind of messed up the rhythm.
But, yeah. I just kind of got tired of staring at myself on camera, so I need to get spelt for the
audience. Dude, I feel you. I mean, I'm not as big as you are, but I feel it, so I understand.
I need to be looking good for our audience. So.
Yeah, you're always looking good for me.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm Scott Hess, tax and business consultant.
I'm John Barton, small business owner. Remember the tortoise and the hare? Slow and steady wins the race.
We started Turtle Smith to help people start small businesses, providing information and resources to small business owners and entrepreneurs.
Build a solid foundation and forge your dreams.
This is always annoying to ask, but if you're liking this content, please like and subscribe. It's the best way for us to get more followers and more people engaged in this great business content. You can also follow us on all socials at TurtlesmithOK and find us at turtlesmith.com.
Please like and subscribe.
Well, this week's main topic is the final step in phase one. We did it. We have built our business plan. This last part is pretty simple. It's just putting it all together. So going back through every step and then combining it into an actual business plan. And so you should have a handful of documents that you need. Really, I just suggest putting everything in kind of a big binder. That way you just have it all, everything you've done, all your notes and printouts and paperwork. Just get one of those big 3-ring binders for cheap at Office Depot. But there's a few specific documents you might need. The first one we're going to talk about, and Calvin, I sent you that link, I think, in email. Otherwise, we can just Google it. It is the SBA business plan. And so we'll take a look at this website, and we'll have it linked. It's just how to write your business plan. You don't have to do this, but it's a good template if you want something to look kind of professional, like a business plan. And it is required if you want to submit like a business plan to the SBA for a loan request or funding. And so on this one, pick a business plan format that works for you. If you click that one right in the middle, and then there's two types. There's the lean startup plan and the traditional business plan. The lean startup plan is really just for you, your own kind of use. So, we'll have that up, but we're going to take a look at the traditional business plan. So you can just click on that. There should be some examples actually, if you go down, a little bit further. There you go. Download Rebecca's traditional business plan. All right. So we very easily uploaded this one from the website. No issues whatsoever. So this is Rebecca's example, and it's right there on the SBA.gov website. And they name it We Can Do It Consulting. But if you scroll down, the first page is your executive summary. And this is basically your elevator pitch and your kind of general company overview. So you have what your product is, and then you kind of want to add in your elevator pitch in there, who you are, everything about it. The customers are going to be everything that we've gotten from our market research phase and the feasibility study when we kind of targeted our ideal customer. And then the future of a company is just, you know, a little bit of a word you hate, fluff, about, you know, what you're going to do. You don't even have to include that part. But that's basically that first part. And then scroll down. Company description. This is going to be your mission statement, which, again, we came up with previously in the steps. And then the principal members and legal structure. You probably had thought about a little bit about that throughout the feasibility study and a couple other steps. We talk a little bit more about business structuring later. We always recommend an LLC at the bare minimum. There are some other options, but LLC is usually best for a small business.
So let me just stop you right there and ask something. So at this point, when you're creating your business plan, do you at this point need to actually be incorporated or have a business?
You do not need to have anything yet. No, you don't need to actually go out and get your LLC just yet.
Would you say at that moment, my company, ABC Company, will be structured as an LLC or something so that you're showing the people you're trying to get a loan from that you know what the proper entity is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we learn a little bit more in the next phase during the preparation phase. And that's when you can actually go out and get your LLC. I have seen far too often people will come in and they've already created like two LLCs and they need it for this and that. And then they never end up getting used. And you have to pay $100 and then they forget to dissolve it when they don't use it. And it just causes a headache for everybody. So I would not suggest getting your LLC until you're actually ready to ask for funding or open a bank account or whatever else you need to do. The next portion is the market research of this business plan. And again, we've already done all this. All of this work has already been completed in our previous market research step. You just want to kind of follow this guideline to go through and talk about what your industry is, your more detailed description of who your ideal customer is, and then that competitive advantage. This is where you want to highlight that competitive advantage again, which we've discussed before.
I just want to point out, though, that if this business plan came across my desk, I'd have to reject it, and I'll tell you why. Nobody in consulting says we can do it. Yeah. They all say you can do it.
Yeah, there you go. The final portion of their deal is the regulations, which again, we've already gone through in the become an expert phase and in your feasibility study, you know all the regulations and different licenses and permits that you'll need. And then this is where we kind of add in a little bit more information, but again, we've already done all of this. Our product and services, we're just going to outline exactly what it is we're offering. And you can even add in your pricing structure, which, as I've said several times, we've already done. You may have to include a little bit more, if you want, about your intellectual property, if that applies to your business or to the research and development. Again, those are just kind of future deals. We go over more of that in the next phase, but this is pretty straightforward. And then the next portion of it is the marketing and sales, your growth strategy, your sales pitch, how you're going to sell, all included in a business plan. And what they don't include on this particular one is they don't include the financials. So you want to add those financial documents from the previous step into this. And then you have a comprehensive SBA business plan ready to go.
Hmm. Okay.
And all this work, again, has kind of already been done for you. You can follow this template to make sure you have a good SBA loan. And again, if you're not applying for the SBA, you don't have to do this step, but it is a good kind of extra exercise.
So is this something that you would want to prepare for just about any source of funding that you're seeking, that you're requesting?
No. So this is specifically for the SBA and for you. It also works for some potential investors, but there is another document that we're going to talk about, and that is the pitch deck. The pitch deck is usually done either in PowerPoint or kind of like a Word document, but it has a lot more, again, that word you hate, fluff. A lot of pictures. A lot of buzzwords and good statements. We will have another example up there. But it's basically that business plan, just to the bullet points. So in the market and research, in the SBA business plan, you're going to have a paragraph that you write. In your pitch deck, you just want to have some bullet points. And we'll have a good example of that up there. But you just want to have the bullet points, because a pitch deck is actually to help you walk through your business plan in a presentation. And that's how you're going to meet investors. You're typically going to hook them with your elevator pitch and knowing your numbers. And then they'll schedule a meeting with you where you can deliver the pitch deck and walk them through it.
So if I were to characterize this, then I would say the business plan is something like, okay, our customers are, you know, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, you know, departments, for example, things like that. But if I were doing the pitch deck part of it, where I was going to identify the customers, I would be like, within 30 miles of me, there are 150,000 businesses.
Yeah, those are good examples to add in. Those kind of analytics that you got during your market research of, you know, what is the income levels of people around you and, you know, in your geographic area. So
okay. Just basically those bullet point highlights and, okay, got it.
Yeah. And then the last portion of sort of this put it all together phase is a funding request. You should, again, already have that done. It's your startup costs from the first one, including all of your working capital and your personal budget's working capital. We actually talk a little bit more about how to present that in the first phase of the first step of phase two when we talk about going out and trying to get funding.
And that will be, I assume there that we will be talking about the difference between investments as a part of your business versus loans, you know, and what kind of terms and things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that, where and when you can negotiate.
In that preparation phase, we're going to really talk a lot more about actually getting prepared for your business. And one of the steps is the funding. We talk about the different types of investors. So there's usually, you know, early onset, angel investors, institutional investors, and then the difference between having an investor and taking a loan. And we have the kind of weigh the pros and cons of those various ones as well. So, but that's kind of it for this segment. Honestly, it's just about taking everything that you have and kind of combining it into a readable format so that somebody else can see it. I would assume that if you've gone through all these steps, you probably have you know, a large collection of post-it notes and, you know, yellow legal pads where you've written stuff down, printouts from different websites where you've researched and stuff. So it's all about just getting it into a comprehensive, you know, format so that you can have it for yourself or show it to other people and get comments on.
This is always annoying to ask, but if you're liking this content, please like and subscribe. It's the best way for us to get more followers and more people engaged in this great business content. You can also follow us on all socials at TurtlesmithOK and find us at turtlesmith.com.
Please like and subscribe.